The city of Riodel is proposing a construction activity noise ordinance that would restrict work throughout the city to specified hours. The upcoming City Council meeting on Tuesday, August 20th, will include the second reading of a proposed ordinance which has been revised after the first reading on August 6th. The initial proposal would have banned anything perceived as construction activity which could make noise after 6 p.m. every weekday and entirely on the weekends. It didn't define what they meant by construction activity, so it could have included anything that made noise. The city had received complaints about underground digging work that was very loud and starting at 6 a.m., and since there is no restriction right now, they created this ordinance. After some public comment and feedback from council members, the proposal was amended, and that's what will be presented for approval. The revised ordinance on construction activity noise allows for work to be done from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. The new language says, quote, "No person shall, while engaged in construction, remodeling, digging, grading, demolition, painting, plastering, or any other related building activity, operate any tool, equipment, or machine in a manner which produces loud noises that could disturb, a person of normal sensitivity who works or resides in the vicinity," end quote. The definition of construction activity goes beyond that and includes, quote, "any physical activity," end quote, on the property. There is no exception for any unanticipated delays that might require work past that hard deadline of 8 p.m., and there are civil penalties involved. The ordinance applies to property owners and contractors alike. The city has an exemption from the ordinance for public works. The City Council will also hear the second reading of an ordinance on sewer lateral connections and required upgrades. Properties in Riodel now require a sewer lateral inspection and needed corrections before they can be sold. The city has been built on haphazard infrastructure over the years, and that includes numerous shared sewer lines which are now banned. That's why the city created the inspection and correction requirements at the time of sale originally. Property owners must ensure that they have a clean-out and backflow device, as well as a double-sweep clean-out near the property line before anyone can buy it. And the city is hoping that that will bring all of the properties into compliance over time. Riodel Police Corporal Crystal Landry will be appointed as Interim Police Chief at the August 20th meeting. Interim Chief Jeff Connor is leaving at the end of the month, and recruitment for a permanent chief is underway. Corporal Landry graduated from the College of the Redwoods Police Academy in 2018, and she began working for Riodel shortly after, promoting to her current rank in 2021. Nitrous oxide sales could be banned in Riodel as well as Eureka and other jurisdictions. The city of Eureka has contacted other cities about a ban after a fatal car accident in May where the driver was allegedly impaired from nitrous oxide use. Eureka has a draft ordinance that could be used to write a local measure if the council chooses. The agenda also includes doubling the deposit needed for renters to start water service from $100 currently to $200, and that deposit is refundable. The complete City Council agenda packet, which includes the supporting documentation, is available from the city and online at theriodeltimes.com. Video of the August 6th City Council meeting, which included the first reading of the proposed construction activity ban, is also available at theriodeltimes.com. The August 20th Riodel City Council meeting begins at 6 p.m. in City Hall and is streamed online at the Access Humboldt YouTube channel. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD News.